今年是一年一度的受难节。
Today is the Good Friday once a year.
我们大家以感恩的心聚在一起，借着崇拜跟守主餐，来纪念耶稣基督钉十字架。
We come with a grateful heart to remember the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus Christ.
一开始的时候，我们一起来看一段圣经，出自于哥林多前书第一章18-25节。
Let's turn to the scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18 to 25.
哥林多前书第一章18-25节，请听我读一遍。
Please listen carefully.
第一章十八节，因为十字架的道理，在那灭亡的人为愚拙，在我们得救的人却为神的大能。就如经上所记，我要灭绝智慧人的智慧，废弃聪明人的聪明。智慧人在哪里？文士在哪里？这世上的辨识在哪里？神岂不是叫这世上的智慧变成愚拙吗？世人凭自己的智慧既不认识神，神就乐意用人所当作愚拙的道理拯救那些信的人。这就是神的智慧了。犹太人是要神迹，希利尼人是求智慧，我们却是传钉十字架的基督，在犹太人为绊脚石，在外邦人为愚拙，但在那蒙召的，无论是犹太人、希利尼人，基督总为神的能力、神的智慧。因神的愚拙总比人智慧，神的软弱总比人强壮。
For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who have been saved, it is the power of God.For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, the intelligence of intelligent I will frustrate. Where is the wise man? Where is the scholar? Where is the philosopher of this age? Has not God made foolishness the wisdom of the world? For some in the wisdom of God, the world through its wisdom did not know him. God was pleased through the foolishness.Of what was preached to save those who believe. Jews demand miraculous signs, and Greeks look for wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolish to Gentiles. But to us, those who have been saved,have been called both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than a man's wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than man's strength.
不要原谅我跟陈弟兄两个人都老发言，请大家多多体谅。十字架是基督信仰的标志。
Cross is the symbol.Of the Christian faith.
我似乎没有看到哪一座教堂在它的屋顶上挂一个爱心。
I never see a sign of love on the top of the church.
或者挂一只代表圣灵的鸽子。
Or a dove represent the Holy Spirit.
我却见过无数的教堂在他们的屋顶上挂着十字架。
But I see countless churches have the cross on top of their church.
因为最能代表基督信仰的不是别的，乃是耶稣基督的十字架。
I think it is clearly that the cross can better best represent our Christian faith.
大概是2000年前，耶稣基督被钉死在十字架上，这件事情成为福音的中心信息。
About 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross, and this became the center of the message.
我们刚刚读的那个经文里面说啊，犹太人是要神迹，希利尼人是求智慧，我们却是传钉十字架的基督。
As we just read, Jews demand miraculous signs, and Greeks look for wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified.
我可以很肯定的说，如果你所传的是十字架，你就是传福音；如果你传的不是十字架，那就不是传福音。
I can say with confidence that if you preach the cross, then I can say you preach gospel. But if you do not preach the cross, then you do not preach the gospel.
当我们传福音的时候，会引起不同的反应。
When we share the gospel, you're going to cause two different kind of response.
刚刚读的哥林多前书一章十八节这样说，十字架的道理或者说信息，这就是福音了。十字架的道理在那灭亡的人为愚拙，在我们得救的人却为神的大能。
As we just read, the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God.
所以圣经告诉我们，当十字架的信息传出去的时候，会引起不同的反应，两种不同的反应。
So we can see when the gospel was preached, it's going to cause two kind of response.
那第一种反应就是有人以十字架的道理或说信息为愚拙。
The first kind is some people would consider the message to be foolishness.
有人就觉得说你们讲的很不合理，很荒谬，很说不通。
Some people would say you Christians are just talk about something ridiculous.
根据历史的记载，当初最早传福音的都是一些市井小民。
According to the history, at the beginning, those people who share the gospel are just nobody.
那个时候罗马帝国统治他们。
At that time, Jews was under the control of the Roman kingdom.
那些高官、贵族还有学者。
Those high officer, noble people, and those scholar.
他们听到基督徒所传的信息就很看不起他们。
When they heard the message of the Christian, they despised them.
说这种道理太低等了。
They would say these are just really low class message.
远远比不上我们希腊罗马的哲学。
Just way, way behind the philosophy of the Romans.
一个救主连自己都救不了。还说信他的人就必得救，真是不通之至。
How can a savior cannot even save himself, yet say whoever believes in him will be saved? This just doesn't make sense.
那一直到今天，还是有很多人听到福音之后，觉得这个道理很愚拙，很不能够接受。
Even today, many people would consider the Christian message to be foolish.
圣经说第二种反应就是有人以十字架的道理为神的大能。
The second kind of response is consider the message to be the power of God.
能够拯救那些信的人。
It can save those who believe.
请注意，圣经说的是神的大能，不是神的智慧。
Please pay attention. It says the power of God, not the wisdom of God.
十字架的信息本身是神的大能。
The message of the cross per se is the power of God.
因为十字架代表拯救。
Because the cross represents salvation.
拯救就必定，就一定需要有能力。
And salvation definitely requires power.
否则就救不了。
Otherwise it cannot save.
就好像当初神以大能拯救以色列人出埃及。
Just like in the ancient time, God used his power to save Israel from the Egyptian.
是，就是救他们脱离埃及的捆绑。
To save them from the bondage of the Egyptian.
那现在神以更大的能力，借着耶稣基督的受难与复活，拯救那些信他的人脱离罪跟死亡。
Now God used the even greater power to save those who believe from the sin and the death.
所以圣经清楚地说，那个十字架的道理是神的大能。
So the Bible clearly say the cross represents the power of God.
那圣经也说第一种人是灭亡的人。
And the Bible says the first kind of responder are going to perish.
十字架的道理在那灭亡的人为愚拙。
The message to those who are perishing is foolishness.
第二种人是得救的人。
And the second type of people are saved.
十字架的道理在那得救的人却为神的大能。
To those who are being saved, it is the power of God.
无论是灭亡或得救都是指一个人的结局。
Whether it's to be perished or to be saved, it's the outcome of the action.
他们的结局是灭亡，或者结局是得救。
Their outcome is either perishing or their outcome is being saved.
灭亡的人以十字架的信息为愚拙。
Those who are perished consider the message of the cross to be foolish.
或者也可以这样说。
Or you can say,
那些以十字架的信息为愚拙的人，都是灭亡的人。
Or those who consider the message of cross to be foolishness, will be perish.
一个人对耶稣基督恩惠的福音有什么样的反应，就决定了他的结局。
The response of a person who hears the message,
will determine their outcome.
可是感谢主，不是所有的人都灭亡。
Thank God, not all people will perish.
对那些信的人来说，十字架乃是神的大能。
To those who believe, the message, the cross represents the power of God.
可以救他们脱离死亡，进入永生。
Will save them from the death and enter the eternity.
那我们现在来想一想，到底十字架的信息说了些什么？
So what is the message of the cross?
为什么有人觉得是愚拙，有人觉得是神的大能？
Why some consider it to be foolish and others consider it to be the power of God?
我用三个字把十字架的信息把它总结一下。
I would like to share with you with three words.
为了方便记忆，我都用这个英文的这个 S 的开头的字。
To help you to remember, I used the S to represent these three words.
第一个字是 sin, 就是罪。
The first one is sin.
十字架的信息是定罪。
The message of the cross is a condemnation.
那第二个字是 substitution, 代替。
And the second word is substitution.
那十字架的信息是代替。
So the message of the cross is substitution.
那第三个字是 salvation, 拯救。
And the third word is salvation.
十字架的信息是拯救。
So the message of the cross is salvation.
我们稍微看一下这每个字所代表的信息。
So now let's look each word carefully.
首先我们看十字架的信息是定罪。
So the first word is condemnation.
那我们每个人都犯了罪，所以耶稣才被钉在十字架上。
Because each one of us have sinned, therefore the Christ has to be crucified.
圣经的彼得前书说，他被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪。
The Bible, in the 1 Peter 2:24 say, He himself bore our sin in his body on the tree.
亲身担当了我们的罪。
He himself bore our sin.
十字架是一个定罪的工具。
The cross is an instrument of condemnation.
如果人没有罪，耶稣就不需要被钉十字架。
If we have no sin, then Jesus don't have to die on the cross.
那你说我们人有什么罪？
But you will say, what kind of sin do we have?
我从来没有坐过牢，人有什么罪？
I never been in the jail. I don't think I commit any sin.
人的里面有自私。
But inside us, there is selfishness.
有骄傲。
There is pride.
有那么势力。
There is kind of try to have relationship.
虚伪。
Kind of a trick, I don't know. They are pretendants.
是，对，还有像诡诈、贪心。
Tricky, greedy.
像偏心、嫉妒。
Bias, jealousy.
这些都在我们里面。
This is inside us.
那外面有什么呢
？How about outside?
最常见的外面表现出来就是人会说谎。
The most obvious is to tell a lie.
会说别人的坏话。
To bad mouth about other people.
有纷争，有攻击。
They are fighting and they are attacking other people.
会伤害别人。
You hurt other people.
也会伤害自己。
And sometimes you hurt even yourself.
甚至连最亲密的人之间都不能避免。
Sometimes you even hurt the people who are most close to you.
所以才会有这么多的离婚跟家庭破裂。
That's why there are so many divorces and there are so many destruction of the family.
那圣经说世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀，这句话是真的。
The Bible says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." I think this description is true.
十字架的信息是代替。
The second message of the cross is substitution.
圣经彼得前书三章十八节说，因基督也曾一次受苦。就是义的代替不义的。
In the 1 Peter 3:18, the Bible says, "For Christ died for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous."
在哥林多后书五章二十一节也说，神使那无罪的替我们成为罪。
And the 2 Corinthians 5:21, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us.
圣经告诉我们，神虽然恨恶罪，但是他却爱罪人。
The Bible tells us, although God hates sin, but He loves sinners.
爱到一个地步，神无论花上什么样的代价，他都要替人解决罪的问题。
He loves the sinner to such extent He is willing to do anything to solve the problem.
神的代价是什么呢
？What's the price that God paid?
神的代价就是让他自己的独生子耶稣基督。亲身担当世人的罪，替我们死在十字架上。
The price God paid to solve the problem of sin is to have His only begotten Son to die on the cross for our sin.
那耶稣就用他自己的生命来赎世人的罪。
So Jesus used His own life to ransom our sin.
弟兄姐妹，如果我们感到自己的罪，才会感谢耶稣基督的爱。
It's only we can feel and know our own sin that we can appreciate the love of the Jesus Christ.
耶稣他在客西马尼园的时候，他祷告有这么说，他说：“我父啊，倘若可行，求你叫这杯离开我。”
When Jesus prayed in the night of the crucifixion, he said, "My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken away from me."
为什么耶稣这样祷告？
Why Jesus pray in such a way?
许多人认为这是因为耶稣他也有肉体，所以他也会怕痛，他也会怕死。
Many people think that Jesus had flesh, so he feared pain and he feared death.
可是我却认为，会不会还有更深的一层意思？
But I just wonder whether there is another deeper meaning.
我觉得圣经一再告诉我们说，在神的眼中，罪是最污秽的东西。
The Bible keeps on telling us that sin is the most ugly thing and most dirty thing.In the world.
圣经也一再告诉我们说，耶稣是全然圣洁，无瑕无疵的。
And Bible keep on telling us that God is totally holy and absolutely without any sin and any blemish.
全然圣洁的耶稣要担当世上所有的罪。
The totally holy have to bear the whole sin of this world.
我在想，如果有一个人他是全世界最干净的人。
I just imagine if a person, he is the most clean people in this world.
他平时连一点点的脏都无法容忍。
Every day he cannot tolerate a little bit uncleanness.
那现在要把全世界最脏、最臭的东西全部都倾倒在他身上。
Now you want to dump the most dirty thing, the most smelly thing on him.
他知道不久之后这些全部都要倒在他身上。
He knows that in a few minutes, all these things are going to be upon him.
那他会有什么感觉？
What kind of feeling will he have?
我觉得不管我们从什么角度来看，
From whatever angle we see these things,
耶稣都是为了爱我们的缘故，替我们做了最大的牺牲。
We can see that because Jesus loved us, he is willing to put up the great sacrifice for us.
最后十字架的信息就是拯救。
And the third message of the cross is salvation.
十字架告诉我们，耶稣基督已经替我们付出了罪的代价。
The cross tells us that Jesus Christ has paid a price for our sin.
我们只要信耶稣就可以得救。
We only need to believe, then we can be saved.
耶稣为我们死在十字架上，用他自己的身体铺成了一条道路。
Jesus died on the cross to open a new path with his own body.
使我们可以回到神的面前。
So that we can return to before our Father.
非常感谢主。
We really thank God. Thank Jesus.
我们得救不是靠我们自己做了什么，而是靠耶稣已经为我们做好的。
We are saved not because we do something, but because what Jesus has accomplished for us.
救恩已经完成了，不需要再加工。
The salvation has been accomplished. You don't need any more additional work.
我们只要信主，马上就可以得救。
We only need to believe, and we will be saved.
所以圣经才说，你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的；也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
That's why Bible says it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourself. It is a gift of God, not by work.So that no one can boast.
所以我们非常感谢主，他要赦免你的罪，赐给你新的生命。
So we really thank God that He wants to forgive your sin and give you new life.
十字架的信息是拯救。
So the message of the cross is salvation.
只要你信耶稣，就可以出死入生。
As long as you want to believe and accept, then you can gain life apart from death.
像圣经所说的，不至灭亡，反得永生。
Not perish, but have eternal life.
最后要跟大家看看这个经文里面讲的一件事情哈。
Next, I'd like to turn your attention to another thing.
我们刚刚所读的那段圣经哈，有讲到十字架的信息，也讲到十字架的方法。
The passage we just read about is talking about the message and methods.
哥林多前书一章十八节讲的说，十字架的信息乃是神的大能。
First Corinthians 1:18 say, for the message of the cross is the power of God.
那这段圣经我们刚刚已经看过了。
This passage we just read.
我请大家的注意力看哥林多前书一章二十一节。
I want everybody to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 21.
这一节讲的是神的方法。
This is talking about the method of God.
神的方法是神的智慧。
God's method show us God's wisdom.
一章二十一节这样说，世人凭自己的智慧既不认识神，神就乐意用人所当作愚拙的道理拯救那些信的人，这就是神的智慧了。
For since in the wisdom of God, the world through its wisdom did not know him, God was pleased through the foolishness of what was preached to save those who believe.
这节告诉我们神怎么拯救人。
This Bible verse tells us how God saved people.
他用那些世人当作愚拙的道理救那些信的人，这件事情是神的智慧。
He loves the foolishness of this world to save those people who believe.
所以刚刚这段经文告诉我们两件事情，一个是神的信息，十字架的信息，一个是十字架的方法。
So this Bible verse tells us two things. One is about the message, and the second is about the method of God.
十字架的信息显出神的大能来。
The message of the cross reveal God's power.
因为拯救必须要有能力。
Because salvation require power.
只有神的大能才能够救人出罪，还有脱离死亡。
Only the power of God can rescue us from the sin and save our life.
而神的方法是用信心的方法。
And God's method is through faith.
这是神的智慧。
This is the wisdom of God.
他不是用知识的方法。
He does not use the method of the wisdom.
不是用才干的方法。
Or the ability.
不是用任何的方法。
Or any other method.
他就是用一个方法。
He used one method.
信心的方法。
Is to by faith.
救那些信的人。
To save those who believe.
神并没有说让福音使那些自己觉得很了不起的人听了觉得满意。
God did not preach the gospel to those who think they are great.
但神就是用这个人所当作愚拙的道理。
But he used the message that people would consider to be foolish.
不是拯救那些最有才干的人。
Not to save those who are most capable.
是拯救那些信的人。
But to save those who believe.
而圣经说得很清楚，这就是神的智慧。
Bible make it very clear, this is the wisdom of God.
只用一个单一的方法，信心的方法，拯救普天下的人。
Use only one method, is by faith to save those who believe.
不管是黑人白人是什么皮肤颜色，
whether it's black or white or any color,
谁愿意相信谁就可以得救。
Whoever want to believe can be saved.
那这是神的智慧。
This is the wisdom of God.
最后我们一起来看这段经文结束的时候是怎么说的。
At the end, let's turn to what the Bible ends.
哥林多前书第一章的二十二节到二十五节。弟兄姐妹，如果你有圣经的话，我邀请你跟我一起来读这一段的经文，无论你是读中文或英文都可以。
Let's turn to the Bible and read together First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 22 to 25.
好，二十二节一起来。
Let's all read together.
犹太人是要神迹，希利尼人是求智慧。我们却是传钉十字架的基督，在犹太人为绊脚石，在外邦人为愚拙，但在那蒙召的，无论是犹太人、希利尼人，基督总为神的能力、神的智慧。因神的愚拙总比人智慧，神的软弱总比人强壮。阿们，感谢主。
阿们 ，Thank God。